The past has a way of finding its way back into the present. We come to this day year after year, hearing again the tragic events, imagining all the ways that it could have ended differently. But we do not come to Good Friday to grieve or mourn the death of Jesus. Unlike those first disciples, we know about resurrection. Jesus is the crucified, risen one, even today. But that trauma that is revisited today, that intrudes upon our lives in the here and now, is our way of distilling the meaning and magnitude of these events for our lives. I do not intend to be intentionally despairing here today, in fact, the opposite. My intention is to invite us into the hope that is found on Good Friday by spending time at the foot of the cross in Jesus' final moments of life. What I offer here today is more meditation than sermon. What follows takes inspiration from trauma study, and that choice is intentional as we find ourselves on this Good Friday, living through a pandemic that we will be grappling with for some time to come, even after vaccines have been developed or a cure found. Trauma study tells us that our bodies remember what our minds cannot grasp in full. We see large events in pieces, not in whole, so we come back to them. Or more often, our bodies bring those events back to us as we seek to put the pieces back together, to literally remember, to heal, and to find life out of death and suffering. So as I read John's Gospel, the core of it to me is what is known as the Farewell Discourse. This is made up of chapters 13 through 17. In it, Jesus tells his disciples about his leaving and that he will be sending the Holy Spirit to guide them after he is gone. They do not understand what he is telling them. How could they? He was still physically present with them. But for me, what becomes central to this discourse after his death is found in chapter 15, verse 4. Where Jesus says to his disciples, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you," Jesus tells us. What must the women and the lone disciple standing at the cross have been thinking when he died? How do we remain in you, Jesus, when you no longer remain? It is only us here now. They did not know it, but they were between times, between death and resurrection. The answer to that question must have been impossible to comprehend in that moment. But while we know of resurrection, we also find ourselves between times. Between the time of Jesus' resurrection and his return. The question remains for us, how do we abide in Jesus as we now remain? We are left with the uncertainty of his return, and that uncertainty is disorienting. An example, of course, is what we are currently living in. The beginning of the pandemic we can pinpoint. But when will it end? That we don't know with certainty. How do we make life out of this? What does life look like after this? On Good Friday, we may ask similar questions. So why revisit the cross? What remains there for us? We are told that when Jesus died, he gave up his spirit. This phrase, "gave up," can also be translated as "handed over." And there are several crucial handing overs before we arrive here. There is, of course, Judas handing Jesus over to the authorities, but there is also Jesus handing over the care of his mother to the disciple standing at the foot of the cross. And finally, Jesus hands over his spirit to those standing nearby. Shelley Rambo, in her book Spirit and Trauma, refers to this moment in John's Gospel, this moment of handing over his spirit, as necessary for building life after trauma and death. Jesus' spirit gives his disciples the confidence to imagine life where it otherwise would be impossible to do so. It is this spirit, this breath of God that remains within the disciples at the cross. It is this spirit that enables us to remain in Jesus and he in us, despite the absence of his physical presence. We revisit the cross year after year to come again to that moment where life out of death became possible. We come to this day hearing of the obedience of Jesus that led to the cross, that life that was lived in love. This is the spirit that is handed over at the cross, a spirit of love. It lives on through the continual handing over of it by Jesus' disciples, both then and today. This is love that survives death, that remains, and through it we find eternal life through the ongoing act of handing over, of giving over ourselves as those who remain in Jesus and he in us. Our great hope as those that come to this day as followers of Jesus is that eternal life is found in this ongoing handing over of that love. Good Friday shows us the way of the cross is the way of love that brings life. The spirit of love has been entrusted to us for the sake of the world and for ourselves. It is the spirit that invites us, that gives us the confidence to imagine love and life in a world where it otherwise would be impossible. It is the same love that has inspired movements of change throughout history, that has made a way where there was no way. This breath, this spirit clings to us. It is guiding us, inviting us into deeper relationship with Jesus, despite his physical absence. This love that is handed over on the cross and trusted to us calls us to follow, to pray for the needs of the world, a world that often does not know this love. To love those that we hate, and to love those the world would soon forget. This breath gives us the courage to face death and suffering because the one whose breath is in us has known such death and suffering. Out of this love, a new creation is being made, a dream that is almost impossible to imagine. Yet for those who remain, we are called to walk the only way we know. We come to this day again and again because we can barely imagine the possibility of life out of death. Yet it is precisely this truth that inhabits us, that moves us, that gives us the courage to face uncertainty. This intrusion of Good Friday invites us back to the foot of the cross, where life out of death becomes possible. To those of us that remain today, Jesus says, remain in me, remain in my love. Amen.